Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Red Men News over on Red Men News. It's Transfer Daily. That's what we're here for. We're sponsored by Unibet once again. We've got a deep dive into one of their fantastic articles written by Gareth Roberts a little bit later for you. But of course, before we get into that, you can check out Unibet's blog. So when the transfer show here stops, there's loads of transfer news over there. Link is in the description and it's a pinned comment if you want to go over there. So we're going to start off. Stay Hoard joining me for the first time on this channel. Nay. First time on a Red Men News show?
I think, yeah, for a while, yeah. I mean, back in the day, I used to do them on this channel. I'm brand new to this format, so...
It's great. I'm really happy to have you here.
Can't wait.
And we've got a belter story, and to start us off, not only is it a belter story, it's a translated story, which we know are always the funniest.
Yep.
So let's start. They want Marco Asensio, the galactic cover of Zidane, and the barter of Florentino Perez. Now, this sounds like it could be some kind of epic war and peace type of thing. I've really no idea what this is about, but I can see on the screen, Steve, yes. Marco Asensio has the right to be a lion. I mean, we've all got the right to be a lion in this day and age, haven't we?
Every man and every woman has the right to channel their inner lion, and you can't channel your inner lion on Real Madrid's bench.
You can't.
Apparently.
Marco Asensio congratulates the under-21 team, and it rains the clubs. Hope they're not golf clubs. Does Marco Asensio fulfil the athletic philosophy? All fantastic articles, but none of them. This one, the galactic cover of Zidane and the barter of Florentino Perez. Marco Asensio is one of the Real Madrid players who have the most market, despite his year have been quite marked this week. Single goal, 28 league games.
Yep.
That's what it said. The Balearic striker has stopped this progression since the departure of Zinedine and hopes to return to that level. That is presupposed. However, it remains to be seen if he will do so at Real Madrid or any other club. He's one of the few players who is not transferable. I think he is, hopefully, because this is kind of the article, is that we are interested in a transfer of him. But if he is not transferable, this is all pointless. But who knows that if a good offer arrives or there's a possibility that he enters into a barter, his future is far from Santiago Bernabéu, Snihor. Klopp is not satisfied with having conquered the Champions League.
Not
wants to revalidate the title while improving his squad. Liverpool would be willing to throw the house out the window.
By the by.
throw the house out the window. Amazing. The German coach believes that Asensio can be an ideal complement to his current lead.
Yeah,
I think that's Mo Salah, especially in case Mo Salah has an injury. What's going on here, Steve?
I think in a roundabout way, they're trying to say that Liverpool would quite like to buy Marco Asensio. And to be fair, broken English aside or not, he's a really good player. So I would be amazed if Liverpool hadn't had a look at this fella. You know, anyone who doesn't play, you know, at the top teams, if they're, you know, in and around the team, first team, fringe or whatever, I think most teams would be looking at these type of players anyway. It's quite a clever move. You can go and pinch the lads from, you know, teams where he's not getting a game for whatever reason. The only issue would be if he comes to Liverpool, if he's looking for game time, he wouldn't be guaranteed that here either.
No. But he's going from probably sitting behind Eden Hazard to sitting behind Sadio Mane.
And Mo Salah, yeah. But he's brilliant. So that's one thing. His goal record isn't brilliant, but as a player, you can tell he's got all.
Well, we know that he's only had one lead in 28 league games, according to this article.
Yeah,
do you think Liverpool should be looking to throw the house out the window?
Listen, if I had the choice of my house, I could throw out the window to get Marco Asensio. I think I would do it, just because, whatever that means, I think that's a sentence. What he does offer, he can play both sides. That's the most important thing, if you're looking at it from a serious point of view, is that I think we've agreed on previous shows, whatever, Liverpool should have four to go into three,
yeah,
and then you rotate that one. He can play left wing and he can play right wing, so you can rest any of the front three. If it means having to put Mo Salah up front, for example, or Sadio Mane up front like we did last year, you can still spot Firmino, mm-hmm, and you bring him in. So,
in this house window scenario,
yeah,
and the fact that he can play both wings,
yeah,
is there a window on every side of the house for Asensio?
Yeah, and maybe not the kitchen. I'm not sure you want him in the kitchen. But yeah,
Bloodseed has just said I wouldn't even throw a shed out the window for him.
I think he's better than that. He's, but his issue is his goal record isn't brilliant. It's hard to be. I mean, Real Madrid last year, you got to remember, were up and down anyway. He's only just come out the shadow of Cristiano Ronaldo. There was a massive turmoil, new managers, blah blah blah. Zidane really liked him. Zidane went. He wasn't really. He was in and out of side and stuff. So I think it's clear how good he is. I think he scored a goal in a Champions League final that helped them win a European Cup once, one of the millions that they've won. I think he's got the potential to be really, really, really good. To be honest, I just can't see Madrid selling him.
No, I mean, listen, I want Liverpool exactly the same as you. I want Liverpool to have 4-3. And I think, you know, I do have trust in Jurgen Klopp and, yeah, Michael Edwards and the team and what they're building. So if they decide that they're not going to buy one, I'm going to put my hands back and say, all right, sounds.
Ree and Brewster must be the business.
But I actually just want another forward as well. Yeah. So we'll move on to the next story. Liverpool ace Dejan Lovren seems to hint at Anfield staying. Now, this is good.
Is this
it's a bit boring in that regard. He was talking to the official website and stuff. So basically, he goes on to say that, you know, he's planning for the future here. He's 30 years old. He'd be a massively difficult player to replace, wouldn't he, Dejan Lovren, if Liverpool got rid of him now?
It'd be weird because, you'd be trying to look to buy a player to come into probably fourth choice, unless you've got, unless there's an absolute worldie out there who comes in, becomes number one and everyone else moves down one. That would be the logical thing to do. I just don't see Liverpool doing that. I think if Lovren went, we'd probably see someone like the new kid, Van der Beek, maybe become fourth choice or something. So if he wants to go, I still could see him leaving. I wouldn't be shocked if he's not a Liverpool player come August, but I don't think Liverpool are ever going to go. If they sell him, I don't think they're going to go and spend 30, 40, 50 million quid on another defender. They'll get a young kid in, they'll either, you know, trust the lad they've just signed and the young lads they've got, or you might see them go and do a Clive-esque deal for a fourth choice, which isn't ideal. Lovren gets a lot of stick. As fourth choice centre-backs go around the world,
best.
Are you going to get who's best?
He's the best
fourth choice. He's fourth choice, that's the
in
thing.
In this scenario, I'm pulling the house through the window.
The window,
to make sure that he stays.
I've barred the window. The house is not leaving that window. It's staying in the window.
Thank you so much. Translated things. They're just the absolute best. Onto Gareth Roberts's Unibet blog. This is absolutely belts. Actually, it's Liverpool's five best signings of the Premier League era. Go and have your say on this as well. It's over there. You can see the link in the description to get and have a proper read of it and stuff. But Gareth from the Anfield Wrap, amongst other things nowadays, has postulated that Luis Suarez, Fernando Torres, Mo Salah, Sammy Hippier and Virgil van Dijk are Liverpool's top five signings of the Premier League era. Now, go over there and let them know, but let us know in the comments as well, yep, who your top five are, and we'll read a few of them out when we get to the comments section in a bit. Steele, is there anybody that you replace or anyone that has to go in there and who you're taking out?
Sadio Mane gets in it for me. I think without Sadio Mane signing when he signed, what's come since hasn't been possible. I don't think Liverpool could sign Virgil van Dijk, or I don't think Liverpool would have signed Mo Salah if they didn't get Sadio Mane that year.
Wow.
Because I think we were, you know, he pretty much dragged us, and like, listen, there were other players involved, it wasn't a one-man show.
Yeah, he was top scorer that year.
He added pace and dynamism to what was a very slow and sluggish midfield and attack, sorry. I think he almost single-handedly got us into a position where we got fourth. He then got injured, and we really struggled to get over the line. We come fourth, we build on it, we're in the Champions League, so you can sign a Mo Salah, and you can sign a Van Dijk. And then they get us to a final, and we go again, and we can build on what. So I think.
And he's a big game player, you know. He was a star in Kiev, yeah, as well.
I think Mane is, especially recent Premier League era, like especially the Jurgen Klopp era. I think he might not be the best player we've signed, but I think he's the most important signing.
Who are you taking out of Gareth's five?
Listen, I'm tempted to say Suarez because he wasn't here long enough. He was brilliant, and he might be the most talented footballer I've seen.
Are you tempted to say Suarez, or are you saying Suarez?
I'm going to argue with you if you take Suarez out. I don't know, because my issue with Suarez is that we didn't win anything. We won a League Cup.
Torres didn't win nothing.
Yeah, and he's another one. It's hard, and how do you judge? Are you judging it on talent or importance to Liverpool as a whole? Because of those lot, I'd probably take Sammy Hippier out if he had to then.
So, if he won all the trophies,
I know, I don't know.
He actually won all the trophies apart from the league.
I know, it's so hard. I don't know.
Right, you're wrong. I'm not saying I'm right, but I am saying that
you're
wrong.
Who would you tell them?
I'm not putting Sadio Mane in.
Okay.
I'm putting Alisson Becker in.
Yep.
And the reason is that was a problem position for us for over a decade.
Yep.
You know, or give or take 9-10 years. And before that, a decade. Yeah. You know, so for Liverpool to sign a goalkeeper that's come in, won 3 Golden Gloves in a season, won a Champions League in his first year, the way that he's gone about his business, I think he's got to be up there.
Yeah.
Certainly if Virgil can make it on 18 months, I think Alisson can make it in on 12 months.
Absolutely.
I'd take Torres out because he didn't win anything. And I love Fernando Torres for Liverpool.
That's fair.
And the other player that is close to the top five is Robertson for the same reason.
Yep.
Problem position. I mean, loads of people love John Arisa. I didn't think he was that good as a left back. I thought he was a good finisher and he was good at hitting the ball from long range. He didn't score that many for us.
No.
You know, I don't know, was it pre-Bjornaby the last good left back somewhere along the lines?
Yeah,
so I'm thinking of problem positions and going, that solves something for 5 to 10 years, and I think Robbo has done that.
I think what's interesting is that you can make a case for a lot of transfers pre, you know, the Rafa Benitez era, and then there was a big gap, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And then you're looking at the latest Klopp era. You're not looking at anything that really happened. Obviously, maybe Luis Suarez aside, but in between that gap, it's hard to find anything that... It all went a bit sideways, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
So, it is interesting. I'd still want Mane in there somewhere, personally.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. I understand that. A little bit of news then. Alberto Moreno joins Villarreal on a 5-year deal. Obviously, he's just left us. Good on him. I'm glad to see that he's going to get game time somewhere. You know, not a player that I particularly enjoyed watching, but one that certainly improved throughout his time, certainly until his injury and before Robertson took his place. Next one, Jürgen Klopp updates his squad for Tranmere, the US Tour, and chances for you. So it looks like... Mane and Firmino aren't going to make the US Tour. Salah's got a chance, which means the likes of Bobby Duncan, Paul Glatzel, a couple of young goalkeepers as well, I'll be honest, that I'd not heard of, have been called up. Obviously, with the injuries to Kelleher and Grabara, we've brought Jaros and Ozyniski up into it. Now, it looks like, I'd guess, Mignolet would therefore play at Tranmere. But this is a big pre-season for some of these young lads, isn't it?
It's a chance.
Yeah.
I think if you play well in pre-season, Klopp will give you an opportunity to stay in. I think Daniel Sturridge got himself an extra year, give or take, off regular football by how he played last pre-season. He's the different end of the spectrum. But I wouldn't be surprised if they were thinking of getting rid of Sturridge. He turned up a pre-season. He looked in shape. He played well, albeit in friendly games. And before you know it, he was starting Premier League games semi-regularly.
Mm.
There's a void to fill in the squad, especially at the start of the season. I, you know, if I was a young player, if I was a Harry Wilson, for example, or you know, whatever, I'd be thinking, everyone's nailing on Rhian Brewster. Why can't it be me?
Yeah.
There's definitely a space. Norwich first game of the season. Sadio Mane probably isn't going to be ready. He's still playing AFCON now. If they give him the break he usually gets, he's not going to be there. There's a spec for the start of Liverpool's first Premier League season game of the season. There's a space up for grabs. It's Firmino, it's Salah, and there's one more. Divock Origi's the favourite and Rhian Brewster's there. If I'm Harry Wilson, I'd be thinking, if I have a good pre-season, that could be mine. Bear in mind if he stays around. But yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, back to Twitter then. It's actually a thread that was started by Gareth Roberts. Rob Gutman was talking about an interesting list of players that he thought would be quite interesting. There's players that got as far as Melwood that are about to sign. Now, interestingly, and here's where the story comes from. Paul Tompkins, fantastic writer from the Tompkins Sign, friend of the show. Rafa told me that he had Aaron Ramsey at Melwood a few months before he joined Arsenal ahead of a move of about £1 million. His account was that he was told we had Jay Spear in, so we couldn't complete the move. That's mad, isn't it? Like, you do hear these after the fact, don't they? But there's a player that I think, you know, even a few years ago, Liverpool fans would have wanted in their side, and to think that we missed out on him for £1 million, it's mental, isn't it? But a sign of how the club was run back then.
It's one of them, isn't it? I imagine there's loads of these type of things, and I thought, you know, there was talk that he could have had Cristiano Ronaldo, and they decided he was, what, too weak or something. There's millions of these type of things. It's just one of them. Listen, at the time, people did think highly of Jay Spearing. It's worth noting that. You know, it's in hindsight, it didn't go well for Jay Spearing, but he was the captain of the youth team that won the Cup. He was playing, again, he come through, he played in the FA Cup final for Liverpool, you know, he was highly thought of. Again, hindsight's a wonderful thing, and you'd make the Aaron Ramsey deal every single time. And that's why when you see now Liverpool making these signings like Harvey Elliott, like Sepp van der Berg, whatever, if you can get one in 5, 6, 7 of these to work out well, you could save yourself so much money. You could spend a couple of million on five of them, and if one works out and one becomes Trent Alexander-Arnold, bonus, absolutely, you know, you're onto a winner. And if they don't work out, you probably sell them and get your money back anyway.
Absolutely. Okay, into the comments. Nasri Kabdid Abdi says, Suarez out, in my opinion, Mane in. There you go, that echoes what Steve was saying. Dylan Longo, Salah, Suarez, Alisson, Van Dijk and Milner. Interesting.
I've got quite a few interest.
Go on.
A few lined up. So, Rampage in Orange said Alisson, and that was before you read it out. Nasri Kabdid Abdi said Mane over Suarez. Tom Stevens says Phil Coutinho for pure profit. And then I think someone else mentioned as well, saying we bought Coutinho, got him, and then sold him to buy Alisson. You can kind of...
The old butterfly effect.
Oh, wow, yeah, okay. Well, we spent £8 million on Coutinho for Inter Milan, didn't we, back in the day? Got his probably his best year, maybe, to the point where he was our best player, probably the only world-class player at points during that time. Then moved him on for 150-odd million, bought Alisson and Van Dijk with the money. I like your thinking.
But
he's not making mine, but I like your thinking.
Could we not then say, who did we sell to get Coutinho, to get Van Dijk, to get Alisson? And we're going back.
Probably in Butterfly. Gog.
There you go, then.
Something like that. No, I see that. Tom just says, still, let's go!
Where? Yeah, DM me. I'm in.
Paul O'Brien thinks it should be Alisson, Firmino, Suarez, Salah, Van Dijk. Paul Young says Xabi Alonso.
Wasn't that good for us? I mean, he was good. He had that first season where he was absolutely outstanding when we won the Champions League. Then he obviously remembered he had that poor season. Then he turned it on again, didn't he, before his move? As far as I remember it.
Yeah, I think people look a little bit... Rabbi's brilliant. He didn't have his best years at Liverpool, I think that's fair to say. I think the ones we're mentioning probably have or will have their best time here. We've had a lot of good signings. You know, no one's mentioned someone like Javier Mascherano who come in and done well. Ultimately, though, it's winning stuff, isn't it? Yeah. And if you don't win stuff, it's hard to really be in that top
Which
tier.
Which goes against you taking Sammy Ippier out of that five, to be fair, considering he won the treble.
He did, yeah.
FA Cups, League Cups, yep. Champions Leagues.
Yeah, I'm leaving him in. I'll take Torres out.
I like it. Man Raj just says Ricky Lambert, Barash. Mark Meehan says Torres. As Harvey Elliott actually signed, says George. Not as yet, as far as I'm aware.
It's going to be weird as well, because he's a kid. There's loads of, like, you have to be very careful how they announce it and stuff, you know what I mean? Because he's not even a professional. He'll join Liverpool and he won't be a professional player. He'll be a scholar. So there's lots of, like, rules around what you can and can't announce. It'll probably just be, like, a little statement online or something. I don't think Liverpool will do the whole hoo-ha for him.
Yeah, that
but
makes
just
sense.
Just because he's a kid, I don't think they're allowed to do much, to be honest.
Cool. Okay, well, there you go. Thank you very much for joining us on Red Men News. It's been Red Men News. Thank you, of course, to Unibet, our sponsor. Steele, first time on the show, give him a round of applause with your keys in the comments. Thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to Red Men News. Check out the Summer Football Show, which we're about to film now, which is talking about all of football, all of the time, every single week, 1 hour on the redmentv.com. That'll be out later tonight. Thank you all again, and we'll see you next time. Ta-da.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.